Natalie Hansen knew she had three chances to break the American women's open division record in her weight class. Hansen stands 5'3" and weighs 185 pounds. On her first lift, Hansen started light. That is, if you consider a quarter of a ton light.
So my opening squat was 240 kilos, which is 529. So I was just like 15 pounds off the American record on my opening squat.
On the second squat, she went for it.
I actually broke the record on my second attempt squat with 255 kilos, which is 562 pounds.
Not content with that, on the third lift, Hansen went for yet more, and the record she had just set was broken.
The weight was 262.5 kilograms, which is 578 pounds.
The squat raises the American record by more than 33 pounds and automatically sends Natalie Hansen to the national competition in Orlando, Florida in May. The double record-breaking lifts were part of her plan to reclaim her former title as the American women's open division record holder.
When I first broke the record was 2015, and I set it with 535 pounds, or 242.5 kilos, at USA Powerlifting Nationals.
She would have broken her own record the following year, but she failed a drug test. This is how she explains it.
I injured my back at meet, and I took a painkiller like at the end of the meet after I was done competing when I hurt my back to relieve myself of that pain, and then I was drug tested, and I failed the drug test.
After that experience, Hansen says she was ready to have her record back. And this past weekend, she took it, along with two additional personal records, in the deadlift with 474 pounds and in total weight lifted, 1,400 pounds.
It's exciting and it's really rewarding to achieve it, but I was ready for it.
In the world of weights, Hansen is a celebrity. That's why she was invited to compete as a guest lifter by Tanya Lambeth, the event director for the USA Powerlifting Wisconsin State Open Championship in Milwaukee.
For many here in Wisconsin, to see this young lady from Alaska squat and bench and deadlift these really superb numbers was quite impressive, and it was inspiring to a lot of the teenagers and young people that we had at the competition. And Natalie just has a great personality where she met many of the younger lifters, and they thought it was great that they talked to a powerlifting celebrity.
Hansen trains about 16 hours a week at Southside Strength and Fitness in Anchorage. During the rest of the week, she works as the executive director of NuVista Light and Electric Cooperative. She calls powerlifting addicting.
It's really fun. It's really fun to be able to compete in something that I can see my personal progress on a daily or weekly basis. And I'm it's also really empowering to be extremely strong.
Tanya Lambeth in Wisconsin says when she started lifting 35 years ago, there was no women's division, only herself and a bunch of men. Lambeth hopes to see a 50-50 split one day between men and women. At this competition, women were 40% of the power lifters. Natalie Hansen plans to be one of those competitors for many years to come, continuing with nationals in May and then hopefully the world championships to follow. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.